This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today, we've got a special music guest for you. We are joined by Caitlin of Bell the Band. Caitlin, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. I can't complain. It's a little cold and dreary here in Memphis today, but that's to be expected with Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I know.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, getting by. We're kind of getting all the stuff together for putting music out there, and we're really excited about it, so can't really complain too much.
Absolutely. You guys have been working on a whole lot, and I want to kind of get into that here in just a minute, but tell me a little bit about kind of like your, your upbringing and kind of what got you involved and interested in music. Was it something that you grew up with as a kid?
I don't have any family members that were musicians, but it was sort of, something that I was always drawn to as a kid. So I grew up around a lot of Americana folk and country and blues music, and outside of Atlanta where I grew up. And when it was time to go to college, I went and studied opera at Oberlin Conservatory, and then I did, after college, a short stint in Seattle doing a self-private study of West African music, and then I moved to New York City and got involved in the folk music scene in Greenwich Village, and since then I've just kind of been trucking along in New York and working with the band, and now we have some music to show for ourselves.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Tell me about how you met your band. Did you guys come together like peanut butter and jelly?
Actually, yeah. It seemed like a very easygoing process. I met my drummer, Jared Saltiel, he's a multi-instrumentalist and a songwriter in his own right, and he and I met through playing in the Greenwich Village scene. And then we talked a little bit about starting a band that would sort of accompany these songs that I had been playing solo for so long, and talked a little bit about what that would mean and who we might want to have in the band. And we were lucky enough to know friends of friends who we sort of trickled in along the way. So we added Gab Buller on bass, and we added Harper James on guitar. And it really was just such an easy, nice process. We all got along really well, and it seemed to just glue together really nicely. And that was kind of that. We didn't really have any questions about whether or not they were the right fit. It just sort of happened, and it was perfect.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
It's always, like, refreshing to hear, you know, like, stories of how bands get together, you know, come together to form and to create this amazing music. And it really is.
Yeah, it was a really nice process. I was nervous at first to find a band, because it can be kind of daunting, especially in New York when there's so many people and musicians are so eager to play. It feels a little overwhelming to try and find the right people, but we were really lucky on that, right?
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about how, being in New York, because I know you're originally from Atlanta, mm-hmm. but, you know, of course, you've spent some extended time in New York. But tell me how, I guess, being in New York, has that kind of helped to shape you as a musician? Because I know that the city, you know, it boasts, so many amazing musicians and acts, you know, such as yourself. How has being there kind of influenced your music and kind of fostered who you are today?
Sure, yeah. Well, for one, it being in New York just keeps you hustling, and sometimes that can be good, and sometimes it can be really overwhelming. But it keeps you going, and it keeps the creative energy flowing, because if you don't get out there and do it, no one else is going to do it for you. And
yeah,
and we're really lucky in that we've got a great music scene here. When I was a young singer-songwriter, just fresh off the plane to New York City, I was involved in quite a bit of open mics and singer-songwriter clubs, and the community there was just really enriching and supportive, and we would do these, I guess, experiments where we would pick themes or words to write songs about, and that really helped shape the way that I enjoy writing songs. And I just met so many great people in that community that then pushed me along to different scenes throughout the city. And I think the combination of feeling like you've just got to keep going or it won't happen, and the creative energy within the music community in New York is really what brought everything together. So I can't imagine being a musician at this point in any other city. I think anywhere you go to try and make music, if you're moving there to start something, is scary and overwhelming. And I just kind of threw myself in when I was young and naive, and I was glad I was young and naive then, because I don't know if I would be able to do it today.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I want to kind of jump ahead and talk about your new EP, January 27th, so just about a week ago, saw the release of your forthcoming EP. Tell me a little bit about kind of like the writing process on that and what it was like for you guys creating and recording this album.
Yeah, that was a really fun time for us. I went actually back down to Georgia. I was in Jasper, Georgia, right at the base of the Appalachian Trail for a few months when I was writing the songs. And that just felt very much like home to me, and it felt nice to kind of step away and take a breath and remember why it was that I got into music in the first place. So it was really nice to be kind of in another environment so I could just have quiet and write the songs. And then when they were written, I came back and met with the guys, and we started coming up with some fuller arrangements for the songs, because when I was writing them in Georgia, it was just me and the guitar. So we added the rest of the guys, and we are so lucky that within our own band, our guitarist Harper is an engineer at a really amazing studio called DeGraw Sound in Brooklyn. And so we talked with him a little bit about recording at the studio, and we added his engineer partner, Gian Stone, to the mix. And together they engineered our record. And we wanted to keep it loose. We didn't really set too many specific parts. We had structures and general ideas of production, but we wanted to keep it fresh and we wanted to keep it breathing. So we just kind of got in and played around and figured out what worked, and it was just a really nice creative energy through the whole experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. How do you feel now that this project is complete and it's available for the world to listen to?
It feels good. It's a little scary. It's always kind of scary putting a little piece of you out there, but it's also a really wonderful feeling, because I think when, at least from my own experience, when you're holding on to something and you haven't put it out, it's hard to focus on moving on. So it's nice now that it's out there and people can have it and hopefully enjoy it. And it's nice for us so we can start writing and getting back into the true work of things. So it's
absolutely
a good
thing. Absolutely. I agree 100%. Yeah, and it's been you know, the EP's been well received by like Pace Magazine, and you know, the songs are available on Spotify, and it just, I mean, it's got everything in terms of like making the legwork to make its way into, I mean, something just, you know, fantastic in terms of like, you know, everybody getting a chance to hear it and to experience, because I feel like the EP is like an experience just listening to it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It's, you know, it's almost like I'm sitting down with friends and with, you know, the experiences that, you know, went into creating this album, this EP. It definitely, you know, shows through, you know, in its sound, and it's an amazing album. I really enjoy it.
That's a really nice thing to hear. It's definitely that's what we were hoping for, and that's really refreshing. It's one of the first times we've actually had feedback like that. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. No problem at all. Are there any plans to tour in support of the EP?
We would definitely like to. We're so fresh right now. So we've been playing a lot around New York, and we're hoping to expand a little bit outside of the greater New York area and New England, and then hopefully we can get some shows lined up where we can have a small tour, and we're working on that. As of now, we're just kind of seeing what we can budget and what we can work out, and keeping our fingers crossed.
Absolutely. I know it's still a little early in this kind of season to the question I just asked, but how do you guys feel about festivals? Do you have any plans to do any festivals this summer?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. I know it's so early, and there's so many festivals that we admire and love, and we're kind of trying to break our way into that community. And we're just applying and hoping that some things come through. But yeah, I mean, that is obviously the dream, and hopefully we can make that happen. If not this year, then next year, I think we'll definitely be ready.
Awesome. Awesome. And what would you say is like the biggest takeaway or the biggest message that you want people to get from your music and, you know, specifically this EP? 'Cause I know, that you guys put your heart and your soul into this EP, and mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely apparent, like when you listen to it, that, you know, this was, you know, intentional and heartfelt. But what is it personally that you'd like to see, you know, as the takeaway from this when people listen to your music?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. I think the way that I write music and the way that I hope people will listen to it is to just take a moment and reflect and slow down and just let things be. I know that for me, life feels very chaotic so much of the time, that I hope that the music can allow for some peace and quiet and reflection, and just to think about these moments in life that can be very painful or be very joyful, and maybe they're painful and joyful at the same time, and let that be, rather than getting overwhelmed by those thoughts and emotions and feelings. And I think that's what we tried to bring into the EP, because there's so many extreme emotions in life, and we can get carried away by them. And I think if we can just take a moment and just let those be, it feels a little better. And if there's some music or something creative to back that up, to me, that's very calming. And it brings a little peace to my mind anyways. And I hope it does for the listener as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Would you say that those are some things that also inspire you personally? Because I know you hit on so many great things just a second ago. You spoke about, you know, the beauty and the complexity of life, all kind of rolled into one. What would you say inspires you?
I think I think that human emotion inspires me. I'm also inspired by just my direct surroundings, whether it be here in the city or whether it be out in nature, which I love so much and I don't get enough of here. I think the complexity of human emotion is very interesting and curious and vast, and sometimes I don't articulate myself very well when I'm speaking, and it comes out a little better in song. So I would say that when my thoughts feel overwhelming, I'm inspired to sit down and write.
Absolutely. Hey, that makes total sense. I know, you know, song is something, you know, like song is something that, you know, everybody loves. Not everybody can do it. It's definitely a gift. And, you know, being that it's a gift, you know, I can totally see how, you know, it also feeds into your, you know, your self-expression and just being able to, you know, convey that to the world. I wanted to ask you, what can we expect from you guys in the months to come? I know that you just released this EP. Can we expect, I guess, more music in the coming months? Or
My thoughts right now, I'd really like to do with everything, not to dive into something else, but with everything going on in the world right now, our band is it was created on folk music, and I think that we would like to do some covers that resonate, I think, really well with what's everything going on right now.
Absolutely.
So we're hoping to do some folk music and bring that back a little bit. And so I think we're hopefully going to get into the studio, maybe record another single, and I'd really like to do some covers as well. But we're excited to get back in and rehearsing and playing some shows around the city and recording as well.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
And Caitlin, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of all the things that the band is working on?
Sure. We have a website called bellsaband.com, and you can find us on Spotify and iTunes, and all of our social media handles are at bellsaband.
Well, that's very easy.
Hopefully it's easy. Yeah, easy enough.
Yeah. I know navigating the online landscape can get kind of tough sometimes because, you know, like obviously handles that you think would be one thing are usually something else, something complicated. But then, you know, what you think would be complicated is it's really simple. Like Bell Band, that's simple.
Yes,
but
hopefully it is.
You could have done like BTB underscore NYC, or, you know, like, you know what I mean? And so
we were lucky that it wasn't taken yet, I suppose.
I hear you. Well, Caitlin, this has been amazing being able to sit down and talk with you. And
yeah, same to you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I had gotten a chance to listen to the LP to stream it for review purposes, from Lindsay at the Stunt Company. And so, after I finished listening, I was like, hey, are there any interview opportunities available? Cause you know, like love to have, Caitlin on the show. And she said, yeah, let me check. And so, just thankful that you said yes. And, it's been very insightful getting the opportunity to just hear a little bit about, you know, what inspired.
Caitlin, I just wanted to say just thank you so much again, and I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Well, thank you so much, and we obviously want to say thank you to the listening audience as well. We're so fresh and so new to all of this, so really excited to have our music out there, and we sincerely hope you enjoy it, and we hope you'll join our little family and grow with us. And we're just so excited to be out there and making music for everyone.
Absolutely. That is awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, Walter. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Guys, that was Caitlin from Bell the Band. Make sure to check them out on social media. They're at Bell the Band. We will put a link to their website in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an iPhone, iPad, or a Mac computer, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefined in the Counterculture, and you'll hear this interview with Caitlin. Android users, have no fear. We're also available via the Google Play Store. Just search Google Play Music. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture, and you can hear this interview and many, many more. Lastly, if you've got a Roku player, we're available in the comfort of your own home. Go to the Roku channel store, either from your Roku player or your Roku smart television, and search for our name or our show name in the channel store, and you'll be able to listen to over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge.
Well, thank you so much, Caitlin. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much. We're so
excited.
You're
welcome. You're welcome. No problem. So I should have it edited and posted a little bit later, and I can tag you on social media. That way you can, you know, have a chance to see hear everything. And,
okay, that's great.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. And we'll look forward and we'll share it on our end as well. So thank you.
Awesome, awesome. And hopefully you guys will get out to Tennessee at some point.
I hope so. I love it there. I mean, I've been there a few – I passed through solo years ago, hopefully we can get the guys to come out as well. I love it there.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
Feels like home anyways.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Caitlin, and you have a great day.
Of course. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.